This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Tripura Assembly adopts resolution hailing Prime Minister Modi, Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor. Two Jawans of Assam Rifles killed, five injured in ambush in Manipur. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dur Homa inaugurates additional district and session judge circuit court at Serchip District Court. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubeen Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. He was 52. Now the news in detail. The Tripura Assembly, on the first day of the session, yesterday unanimously adopted a resolution congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the country's armed forces for the success of Operation Sindoor. The operation launched on May 7th in retaliation for the April 22nd Pakistan-backed terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, inflicted heavy damage on terror infrastructure in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and across the border. The resolution moved by Chief Minister Manik Saha said that Operation Sindoor has undoubtedly become a historic milestone for India in the fight against terrorism. The Tripura Assembly extends sincere respect and congratulations to the Prime Minister, Defence Minister, National Security Advisor, Chief of Defence Staff, Chiefs of Army, Navy and Air Force, including the Chief of BSF, and all the brave soldiers who have taken the oath to protect the motherland, the resolution said. In Manipur, at least two Jawans of 33 Assam Rifles were reportedly killed and five injured in an ambush by suspected armed insurgents in Bishnupur district yesterday. According to a police report, the incident took place along National Highway 150 at Nambol Sabal Laikai under Nambol Police Station in Bishnupur district, around 8 kilometers from Imphal Airport, at 5:57 p.m. yesterday. A convoy of 33rd Assam Rifles traveling on a truck from Imphal came under attack by unidentified armed assailants and killed two Jawans, while five Jawans were injured. All injured Jawans have been shifted to Regional Institute of Medical Sciences, Imphal. Additional forces, including a forensic expert team, rushed to the spot and searched. The combing operation is in progress to nab the culprits. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, yesterday underscored the transformative impact of the next generation GST reforms and reaffirmed the state government's commitment to health and nutrition during a series of engagements in Namsai and Chongkham. While addressing a program on GST at Namsai, the Deputy Chief Minister termed the GST reforms as people's reforms. He highlighted Arunachal Pradesh's robust GST growth trajectory, stating that collections rose from 227 crore rupees in 2017-18 to nearly 1,900 crore rupees in 2023-24, reflecting over 700% growth in 6 years. He further added that the number of registered taxpayers grew from 7,365 in 2017 to 18,477 by mid-2025, showcasing the state's effort to expand digital access, simplify registration and bring small businesses into the formal economy. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dorn Homa inaugurated the additional district and session judge circuit court at Serchip District Court yesterday. The circuit court will serve as a venue for hearing cases by the additional district and session judge assigned to Serchip District. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister highlighted that the circuit court will play a significant role in making the judiciary more accessible, enhancing efficiency and ensuring specialized justice, particularly in sensitive cases. He pointed out that the new court will be especially useful in handling NDPS cases and POCSO cases. The inauguration program was graced by Justice Marli Vankung, judge of the Guwahati High Court. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, retired, along with Chief Minister Pema Khandu, participated in a PowerPoint presentation by the President of Geospatial World, Anu Negi, and Director Swati Mittal at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. The governor emphasized that the technologies, when adopted, must facilitate the state government in analyzing existing systems, strengthening their efficiency and finding innovative solutions to its pressing challenges. He asked the representatives to share the sector-specific requirements and need for GIS, geographic information system technologies to enhance efficiency with the state government. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, along with the State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta and other senior state government officials, actively participated in the meeting. In Nagaland, Director of Geology and Mining, Dr. Kenyelo Rengma, has informed that all drilling agencies, including manual hand-boring parties in the state, must register their requirement and obtain a permit from the Directorate of Geology and Mining, Nagaland. Users of commercial and industrial groundwater, such as water bottling plants and car wash centres, are also required to get a permit for groundwater extraction. Applications can be collected at the Directorate's office in Dimapur during working hours, and the deadline for registration is November 30th. Non-compliance will result in penalties or legal action under relevant laws. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubin Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident. He was 52. According to reports, Singapore police rescued him from the sea in an unconscious condition and rushed him to a hospital. Despite being placed under intensive care, doctors were unable to revive him. Zubin had travelled to Singapore to attend the Northeast Festival, where he was scheduled to perform yesterday. Zubin Garg came to the limelight in Bollywood with the song Ya Ali from the 2006 film Gangster. He recorded more than 38,000 songs in 40 languages. His first album was Anamika in 1992. News of his sudden death has left his fans and cultural communities stunned. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the sudden demise of singer Zubin Garg. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Zubin Garg will be remembered for his rich contribution to music, and his renditions were very popular among people across all walks of life. Mr. Modi also expressed condolences to his family and admirers. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan held a review meeting on the implementation of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, in school education. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that the ministry is committed to modernizing the education system, making learning more joyful and student-centric. He added that the ministry will provide world-class school education to the children of the nation. He further said children are the drivers of Viksit Bharat and Samridhi Bharat. Therefore, every student should benefit from the far-reaching impact of NEP 2020. In Manipur, Swachh Nari Shakti Parivar Abhiyan has been going on with full swing across the state on the third day yesterday of the Abhiyan, which was launched last Wednesday by the Prime Minister in Madhya Pradesh. A special health camp was organized by Urban Primary Health Center, Sagolban, in Imphal West District under aegis of District Health Mission Society Imphal West yesterday. Local MLA R.K. Imo Singh participated in the camp and medical screening of around 100 persons during the camp. A health camp was also organized at the Health and Wellness Center, Dolang, in Noni District yesterday. In the camp, a number of people underwent screening for diabetes, hypertension, TB and anemia, and free medicines were distributed. And now, before we close the headlines once again, Tripura Assembly adopts resolution hailing Prime Minister Modi Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor. Two jawans of Assam Rifles killed, five injured in ambush in Manipur. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Du Homa inaugurates additional district, and Session Judge Circuit Court at Sirchip District Court celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Zubin Garg lost his life in Singapore after a scuba diving accident, and he was 52. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a good day.